Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free to bring up whatever you would like. It is the live Saturday edition of the program at 1-800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI, 800-259-9231. Joining you this evening, as always, it's Ian
and Mark.
Fresh back in from the Nullify Now conference. We had Jim Babka on from DownsizedDC.org last night to tell us about it. And we met with the organizers of this conference. It's something that's going to be traveling around, actually, from place to place. And I'm pretty excited about this because the concept's great. The idea being to bring speakers together who are of a generally like mindset that agree that I would say that the overarching
the only thing that's really like-minded about these folks, because there are people from all different political persuasions there, the only thing is that they believe that states, that smaller groups of people have the right to override the larger group, that the states, in fact, have the right to overrule the federal government. The Constitution backs this up, and that's why they call it the 10th Amendment Center. Mm-hmm. Just read your Constitution. The 10th Amendment said the power is not delegated to the United States by the Constitution. That, to me, means that it has to be written in there, or prohibited to it by the states, are reserved to the states, respectively, or to the people. So, you know, that's all they're saying, is that, hey, it's the right of people to rule themselves. Federal government should govern the least.
Yeah, and it was a great conference with folks that we knew and folks that we didn't, so got to meet some new faces, and maybe a number of new people are listening tonight for the first time, so welcome if you just found out about Free Talk Live today at this particular conference, the Nullify Now conference in Manchester, New Hampshire. Welcome aboard. We're glad you're out there listening. And, of course, if you haven't been to one of these conferences yet, they've done about five of them so far, from what I was told by the organizers, and there are many more to come. They're going to be touring around, going to cities like Austin, Minnesota, Los Angeles, and more. You can go to nullifynow.com to get details on it. And, Mark, you actually were selected, I guess because the organizers really like you. You were selected, and you did a great job, by the way, to do the kind of the emceeing of the event. You would introduce the various different speakers and insert quips and fun things like that.
Yeah, that's the emcee. That's the idea. Get up there, make people laugh, get off the stage as quickly as possible. Yeah. The next guy. Get everything moving. It was a lot of fun. Lots of different stuff going on. And Tom Woods was there. Jim Babka, as you mentioned. Catherine Bleich. Just amazing crowd.
During one of your breaks, we had something that was not so fun, I guess, to talk about. And that is the news that Bernard von Nothaus from the Liberty Dollar has been found guilty. Now, last night, I want to make sure we correct the misinformation that we gave out last night. Last night, we talked about this to some extent, and I hope I made it clear last night that we were going off of preliminary information. We didn't have all the details. I thought that all of the Liberty Dollar four were found guilty. That is not true, from what I understand. The others, I don't believe there has been a verdict in those cases. So, to my knowledge, at this point, it is only Bernard von Nothaus, not any of his associates, who has been found guilty, whether that bodes well or not. For the rest of them, I don't know. I just think it may be just a matter of time before we find out what's going on with the other folks with the Liberty Dollar. Now, for those of you that don't know, the Liberty Dollar was created in the late 1990s as an alternative currency, something that people could use instead of the U.S. Federal Reserve Note, instead of this piece of paper that the federal government has printed. They can print out as many of them as they want to. It's a fiat currency. They don't have to put anything behind it. Once upon a time, there actually was money, like real value behind it. They used to say silver certificate on them. If you go back to, I think, 1934 and before that, dollar bills, for instance, say silver certificate. Now they say Federal Reserve Note in the place where they used to say silver certificate. And the idea was you could go to any Federal Reserve office and exchange those silver certificates for silver. And then they decided to stop having silver and gold behind the money of this country, and ever since, the value of the dollar has dropped off of a cliff.
Yeah, it was, some of the tethers were broken in 1913 with the advent of the Federal Reserve. Oddly, the same year the IRS was instituted. But by the, I think it was the early 70s, maybe it was the late 60s, Nixon broke the final tether to metal. And that was foreign investors, I guess, could get their dollars in metals. And you've seen, as I understand it, a decrease of 90% of the value just since then.
So Bernard von Nothaus created this alternative currency, which is based in gold and silver with real 1 ounce silver pieces that were called the Liberty Dollar. And he got real, it got real popular over the 10 years it was around until the federal government decided to swoop in and steal all of the gold and silver that he had in a vault that was being held for people like me who had warehouse certificates that represented the silver. So I have a certificate, I have a few hundred certificates that say that the bearer should be given X amount of silver upon receipt of this certificate. But now all that silver is gone. It's in the hands of the federal government.
Sure.
They brought this man up on charges, and he was found guilty yesterday
morning. Of counterfeiting.
Right.
Now, these certificates are all different colors. Yours for the $1. I have one also.
Oh, they're beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
They're beautiful, but it's brown. It's not green. It's
different.
Nearly
right.
Square. It's not long
like
a dollar.
The federal government wasn't taking issue with the certificates.
They took all the silver that backed them, though.
Right. They were taking issue with the silver rounds, and they did have the silver rounds that were backing them, which say, you know, they say dollar on them, and they have a dollar sign on them, and says trust in God instead of in God we trust. And so their claim was that this was counterfeiting. A jury of his so-called peers found him guilty, and he is now facing, 20 plus years in prison. We're actually going to bring somebody on here in a moment who was at the trial and who did a great job of keeping an eye on things and reporting back as to what is what went down. But he's looking at 15 years, possibly, on one of the counts, $250,000 fine on that, another $250,000 fine, and 5 years on two of the other counts. And they're trying to seize, which they will inevitably be successful, seize 16,000 pounds of Liberty Dollars, coins, and precious metals valued at nearly $7 million. Now, this is coming from the federal government's own press release here, which is just so scary. Some of the things that they will say here in this this press release, they're so disgusting. So they talk about how they convicted him, and they mention his organization, the Liberty Dollar, which is also known as NORFED, the National Organization for the Reform of, or excuse me, the repeal of the Federal Reserve. So this guy was out and out letting people know that his purpose in creating this alternative currency was to stick it to the Federal Reserve and to give them a run for their money, so to speak, and to actually compete with them and bring people on board. And the federal government doesn't like that very much. So they brought him up on these charges, they convicted him, and here is what the U.S. attorney has to say about it. He says attempts to undermine the legitimate currency of this country are simply a unique form of domestic terrorism. While these forms of anti-government activities do not involve violence, they are every bit as insidious and represent a clear and present danger to the economic stability of this country. We are determined to meet these threats through infiltration, disruption, and dismantling of organizations which seek to challenge the legitimacy of our democratic form of government.
Democratic form of government.
So basically what they're saying in this press release is if you attempt to compete with the U.S. government's currency, you can expect to be infiltrated and attacked by the U.S. federal government because they believe that is a huge threat to their legitimacy. Now, of course, the irony of all this is that it's the U.S. government's currency that's a threat to the economic stability of this country. The Liberty Dollar's real money that had real gold and silver, real value behind it. It couldn't be inflated. It was a protection against inflation.
This reminds me of Lysander Spooner, who in the mid-1800s, put up a competing organization to the United States Postal Service.
Yep.
He did a better job. He got things there more quickly. He did it at the same kind of price. And the federal government shut him down.
Yep, that's right.
And so that just goes to show that this organization is a monopoly. The organization that's supposed to stop monopolies is a monopoly. What kind of sense does that make?
A violent monopoly. And so We've actually got a guest who's going to join us here shortly. Her name is Heather, and she actually attended, I believe, every single day of this multi-day trial where the jurors took something like 90 minutes to decide to convict him on this. And she was there. She'd been reporting on it. Her website is libertyforfree.com, libertyforfree.com. She's got a lengthy outline of day after day of what happened at the trials, the questions that were asked, the answers that were given. And we're going to bring her on here in a moment. We'll also, of course, take your phone calls at 1-800-259-9231. Your thoughts are certainly welcome. The federal government cracking down and shutting down any alternative currencies that threaten its legitimacy because, heaven forbid, you decide to get rid of the Federal Reserve notes from your wallet and replace them with something that actually has value behind it, because that is a huge threat to the federal government, and they don't like that very much. We'll bring back Heather here in a moment and take your calls as well. 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you have more than 4 hot flash episodes a day? Do you ever wake up at night soaked in sweat? Do you experience mood swings, heightened emotions, or sometimes feel on the verge of tears? Have you gained more than 5 pounds? Have you lost the energy level you had before menopause? Do you have low libido or no interest at all? If you said yes to any of these questions, you may be suffering with severe menopause symptoms and you qualify to receive a free month supply of Amberin. Amberin is the incredibly effective all-natural solution for menopause relief. It's backed by published clinical trials and 30 years of research. It has helped thousands of women get free from the awful symptoms of menopause. Call now and ask how you can receive 30 days of Amberin free of charge. Free supplies are limited, so go to AmberinTrial.com. That's AmberinTrial.com. Or call 1-800-318-8232. That's 1-800-318-8232. 1-800-318-8232.
Your natural, organic, herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Van, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluing. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth a zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines, it seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and begin to see a different world.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free and bring up anything you might want to at 800-259-9231. However, initially we're going to be focusing on something that I think is really critical, information that needs to get out, because it should give you some indication of exactly what kind of country you live in. Oh, it's the land of the free! Well, is it though? We'll find out here in a moment. Oh, and also want to remind you about LibertyStickers.com.
Get your Liberty message out to thousands of people a month for fractions of a penny apiece. Do it from the back of your car with LibertyStickers.com.
It's not illegal yet.
Not yet. They have hundreds and hundreds of different Liberty sayings. Check them out. Let your voice be heard. LibertyStickers.com. These are the most dangerous stickers in America. Also, if you have a church, band, business, and you need a small run of bumper stickers, maybe a dozen or something like that, maybe 100, Liberty Stickers can help you with that, too. They print their own stickers on site, and they use a different technology, so they don't need to charge you for setup and things like that. LibertyStickers.com.
Also, don't forget to visit our website at freetalklive.com. Listening options are there. Live streams around the clock, they're available for you. A list of great radio stations that carry the show across the country. Satellite feed, which is free to air. You can get details about that. Our webcam and listen lines that allow you to listen from any phone that can dial long distance. Go to listen.freetalklive.com to get that information. As we continue here, we're going to bring Heather on. She is from her website, which is Liberty for Free, Liberty the number 4 free.com. Heather, are you with us?
I am.
Hey, welcome to Free Talk Live.
I'm actually from San Luis Obispo. I don't actually come from my website.
I was not aware. We've never really spoken before. I knew that you were covering this trial, and you're the only person that I saw on the Internet who was giving information out about what was happening in the trial, and so I figured, well, if we couldn't get Bernard von Nothaus on and he hasn't responded to my email, then you would be the next person in line, and I appreciate you taking the time to let us know what's happening here tonight.
Yeah, I think Bernard's taking a couple days to just mentally massage exactly what has gone on. It's a shock.
I wouldn't blame him at all. Before we go on, let me read one more excerpt from this outrageous press release by the federal government here. So it says, along with the power to, this is their release that they sent after they convicted Bernard to announce, to gloat about what they've done. Along with the power to coin money, Congress has the concurrent power to restrain the circulation of money which is not issued under its own authority in order to protect and preserve the constitutional currency. Did you know that the U.S. federal dollar was apparently constitutional?
In the Constitution it says that gold and silver, that the states can't issue currency that is not made of gold and silver. Now, it doesn't say anything about the federal government, right? And I find that to be a real problem, but if the federal government's money was worth something, if it was backed with something, it probably wouldn't need to be protected.
Protect and preserve the constitutional currency for the benefit of all citizens of the nation. It is a violation of federal law for individuals such as von Nothaus or organizations such as Norfed to create private coin or currency systems to compete with the official coinage and currency of the United States. So they're basically saying that if you have Liberty dollars, because later on, or actually earlier in the statement, they say that the Department of Justice has determined that the use of Liberty dollars as circulating money is a federal crime. So they are saying that if you create your own currency, whatever it is, you are a threat to the system and you must be stopped. If you are using this currency, you are a threat to the system. You are a counterfeiter, in this case, specifically with the Liberty dollar, and you must be stopped. And, Heather, would you agree that this is basically the government shutting down its best competitor?
Well, I would actually go as far as saying it's the Federal Reserve shutting down. And we know the Federal Reserve is not a government agency. So you have banking, private banking organizations who saw the Liberty dollar as a threat to their scam and, shut them down with all the power that they possibly could muster.
And you were in this trial. You were there for every single day of the trial, correct? Heather, did we lose you? Oh, no. I knew she was on her cell phone. I'll tell you what, we're going to try to get her back here, and I'll put her on hold. Maybe we'll swing her back on here in a little bit.
What she was pointing out about the Federal Reserve not being a federal agency, I think, is it's important for people to know, and they really don't. The Federal Reserve is I call a quasi-governmental agency more than anything. It's a collection of banks, many powerful banks. Bank of America is included in there. I think Goldman Sachs. I don't have a list of them, and it's not something that's easy to find on the Internet either.
She's back, by the way.
Okay, go ahead.
Sorry about that.
No problem. Cell phone technology, it is what it is. So you were there every single day at the trial, yes?
Yes, I was. I sat through every minute of it.
And there's a really an exhaust. You've done an exhaustive job of kind of outlining what occurred. People can see that on your website at liberty4free.com. The link to the Liberty Dollar stuff is right there at the top. But give me your summary of what you experienced during this trial. I mean, did you feel like it was going well? Because when I was reading what you had written down, it seemed like they had a good defense, and it seemed like things were going well. But did you have that same feeling while you were there?
Yeah. And honestly, I mean, all of us at the verdict that did come back. And I'm a law student, so I have a very, very good grasp and knowledge of the law and what they had to prove. And the federal government simply did not make their case. And so it's suspicious. That's all. I mean, you know, that's my opinion. The fact that
this was a jury. Let's make that clear. I don't think we mentioned that earlier. He was convicted by a jury.
I don't trust juries personally. I mean, I think that it's the common man, the Americans, that have gotten this nation into the trouble it is today. And they're the ones that'll defend it with, this is the best system on earth. That may be true. It's like the leper telling the guy with lymphatic cancer, ha ha, I only got leprosy.
Right. Yeah. And you know, it's unfortunate. Because, I mean, we have the four-box theory, right? You have the soap box, you have the jury box, you have the soap box, the ballot box, the jury box. And I think that, you know, that conclusion of that trial pretty much marks the jury box off the list. And there's not much left after that, unfortunately.
Well, I think there's still things that are left. We talked extensively last night about violence and how it is not a solution, and you know a lot of people lean on this cartridge box idea.
Whether or not it is a good solution, people will choose it as a solution if they feel that there is another solution. And so it is a real solution.
Right, but it is not an effective solution at achieving.
It's not the best solution, for sure.
It's not an effective solution at achieving liberty in our lifetime. And one that is, and on your website you write that you're speechless, and to sum it up in two words, we're screwed. And I have to disagree with that, but I can understand the frustration.
Oh, it's that the day of the ruling.
I can understand the frustration and why you would think that. I think that generally the federal government is screwed. I mean, there's no chance to turn it around or to change anything about it. It's just going to keep going down its path to complete oblivion, hopefully, sooner rather than later. But I think that there is a chance, and I'd like to come back and talk with you a little bit more about some of your experiences. So hang with us if you don't mind. You do have time, yes?
Sure.
All right, great. More with Heather here in a moment. And if you've got a specific question for Heather, she was there for every day of this trial. It looked like it was going well. The defense had some great points that they made, and she felt like it was an open and shut case, and then they come back with a guilty verdict. And now this man is facing over 20 years, 25 years in federal prison.
For making coins out of silver.
That's right. 1-800-259-9231. Land of the free, huh? 800-259-9231. What can be done, though? Are we really screwed? I'd like to address that coming up as well. This is Free Talk Live. You can take control.
Reality check. There are many so-called health products coming out that are here today but will be gone tomorrow. They're fads, they're hype, and a lot of gimmick. Life Change Tea is no fad. We've been around for years and we've been slowly growing, and our products have attracted loyal customers. Why? Because our products work. Cleansing your body, losing weight, more energy, and better overall health. And you might ask, says who? Our customers say. A company shows its colors with how many people reorder the product. So don't be afraid. We're the real deal. Log on to GetTheTea.com and read all the testimonies. In fact, log on and order at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us at 928-308-0408. There's no call centers, just a friendly operator. 928-308-0408. Once again, 928-308-0408.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport Bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Sight Glass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol, because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All-natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled D-E-R-M-A-T-O-L.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free and take control of these airwaves at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site completely free, so enjoy those. It is, again, the live Saturday edition, freetalklive.com. Those features include our news updates. You get signed up, we'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Go to news.freetalklive.com and get signed up for those. You can follow us via email, Twitter, Facebook, news.freetalklive.com. You can access all three there.
If you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections, SACL CAI is a company that handles accounts receivable for businesses. SACL CAI is owned by Jason Osborne. He's a big supporter of the show, has been for years now. And, well, you know, supporting SACL CAI would help Free Talk Live. It would help you. It's going to help everybody. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's SACL CAI. It's the top one on the right-hand side of the page.
All right, so we continue with our special guest, Heather, from the from San Luis Obispo, apparently, in California. But she also has a website, which is liberty4free.com, liberty4free.com, where she's been covering the Liberty Dollar trial, United States government, the federal government, versus Bernard von Notthaus and some of his associates, all being charged with various different crimes. Bernard found guilty by a jury on four counts, including including conspiracy against the United States. states. I realized I didn't actually read the counts here from the federal government's press release. They found him guilty of the following: making coins resembling and similar to United States coins, of issuing, passing, selling, and possessing Liberty Dollar coins. I guess that's a charge. Apparently there's a charge about Liberty Dollars.
About the Liberty Dollars?
That's what it sounds like. And also selling and possessing Liberty Dollar coins, of issuing and passing Liberty Dollar coins intended for use as current money, and of conspiracy against the United States. He's facing 25 years in prison, over $750,000 in fines, and they stole millions of dollars worth of gold and silver from the Liberty Dollar organization and its associates, which included me, by the way, and Heather as well, who is also... Were you an associate, Mark?
No, the associate.
I was.
I had one of the bank deposit sheets.
You had the warehouse receipts. Heather, you're a Liberty Dollar associate, or you were, yes?
Yes, I am. And that $7 million figure that they're quoting is from the time of the raid. Mm. That metal that they stole is probably worth about $15 million today.
Because of the increase in the prices of silver and gold and things like that. That's a great point.
Right. So, right, exactly.
So you were there this whole time, and I know that there are people that have questions. I just want to see if there's anything else you want to put out there, because obviously, you know, I want to get these folks on the air and get their thoughts out. But something that, obviously, we can't cover this in detail, so people that want to know details about the trial need to go to your website and read about it at libertynumber4free.com. But what else would you want to get out about what you experienced?
Well, I do want to let all of the RCOs out there know that we are going to make an effort to file paperwork with the United States Treasury to recover the silver that they had stolen from them backing up the certificates. So there was, the certificates weren't the issue. The issue was actually the silver 1 ounce rounds and the smaller rounds. So we should be able to recover. And if you keep an eye on the website, I'm going to continue to have updates. We're going to put the whole trial documentation up as we're able to get it, all of the transcripts and all of the copies of evidence and everything that happened. So people can go back there and see
good
what was
know.
Going on, what exactly happened.
That is good to know, and I appreciate knowing that. The term RCO, by the way, you used, it stands for Regional Currency Office. That's was kind of like the higher level distributors of the Liberty Dollar organization. So let's go to the phones though and talk to and see if people have some questions or some comments here, and maybe you can throw in your two cents, certainly because you were there. Let's start with Al listening in Keene, New Hampshire, to WKBK. Hello, Al. You're on with Heather.
How are you guys?
Hey, doing great. All things considered, I mean, I'd be doing better if they hadn't put this, you know, if they weren't trying to put this man in jail for making silver.
Yeah, you bet. Listen, you referred earlier about violent monopoly.
Mm-hmm.
How do you respond to a violent monopoly?
A very good question, isn't it?
I would respond with peaceful non-cooperation and civil disobedience on a mass scale.
I have to agree with that.
And where did Martin Luther King get with that?
He got quite a ways.
He changed the world.
He got pretty dead.
Shot in the end.
He changed the world.
He got pretty dead, didn't he?
But he is dead. And by the way, Al, you and I will be sometime soon, too, in the grand scheme of things. Martin Luther King's got a street in every city in America named after him. As, you know, Gandhi's another great man. These two guys that managed to pull things off with peaceful non-cooperation.
If Martin Luther King had picked up a gun and fired at his opponents, he would have just been another dead thug at that point, because then they would have killed him instantly, and he never would have gotten any traction. His movement never would have gotten anywhere. So violence is not the solution.
Just like
Hold that thought, Heather. I'm sorry, Al. What again?
You have no traction at all because you have no stones.
What are you talking about, Al?
No, that's not true.
What do you mean by that?
Get up and fight.
No, okay? Sir. I am not a thug. I am not violent. I am not the government, and I will not behave like them. Thank you for the call tonight. 1-800-259-9231 is the number. Heather, your thoughts?
Yeah, and, you know, there comes a point. We all have to, in the words of the great Michael Badnarik, we all have to draw our line in the sand And we have to decide where that line is, you know? And I think that there's a lot more that we can do that is peaceful. We don't have to take up guns and go start shooting people. But there will come a point when you have to defend yourself. And at that point, when you have to defend yourself, you have to be prepared to defend yourself. That's really what it comes down to. And you have a lawful right to defend yourself when you have violence being used against you.
You know, generally, Heather, I would agree with this statement if we're talking about defending yourself against an individual aggressor, like somebody trying to attack your family
or a gang
or whatever. But the government gang is different because they have legitimacy in people's eyes. So using violence against them, even if there's that line in the sand, will still result in you looking like a crazy loon and will also end up with you being dead. So it's just not the, you know, not the way to go any way you slice it.
Well, actually, the law is very clear that you have a right to use reasonable force to defend yourself against the use of force if you believe that your life is endangered, and that includes against anyone from the government.
How'd that law go for Bernard? You know, I mean,
well, Bernard didn't use any violence.
I know.
I'm
just pointing out that the people that are going to try you are the same ones that wrote that law, and they don't mean it to apply to them.
Right. They mean if they, right, because when you use force against the government agents, you will be made to look like a maniac and a lunatic, even though it's completely justified, even though they are aggressing against you, even though they are ruining people's lives. The only way to respond to their violence appropriately, if we want to achieve peace in our lifetime, is through peaceful means. And we'll have to disagree on that point. I want to bring some more folks on here on this particular topic with the Liberty Dollar. So let's bring Vince on, listening in Virginia. Vince, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark and Heather.
Hi, everyone. I wanted to say that there's very few times that both the far right and the far left can come to some agreement. And I really think that this is one of those points that really should be or become a rallying point. This gentleman's trial, his conviction, could bring about so much unity, because I think you can ask anyone, I don't care who they are, about the Federal Reserve and about the manipulation of our finances and about business manipulating our government with finances, and they will all agree that that needs to stop. And I think I think this website, the Freedom for Liberty for Free, and your site, guys. I'm gonna start putting your stuff out there. I'm really starting to get this, but I think this should become a rallying point. And I'm a big lib, and I agree with everything that's been said.
Thank you, Vince. I appreciate your thoughts here tonight, and we're gonna bring Heather back here in a moment. Heather, you can stick with us for one more segment, right?
Yeah,
all right,
sure.
More in a moment with Heather from Liberty, the number 4free.com. And I agree with Vince. This is a uniting issue, no doubt about it. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
To all the men out there, what do you do when you're standing over the toilet and what should be a matter of seconds becomes a matter of minutes? Look, your prostate can affect your bathroom habits, including your flow and stream. It can even affect your sleep if you're waking at night to go. That's why you need to call for a free bottle of Beta Prostate and join the tens of thousands of men who've already taken charge of their health. Beta Prostate is made with natural plant sterols that support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. It's the formula no man should be without. That's why, for a limited time, new customers can get a bottle free. All you have to do is call now.
To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-994-9398. You only pay shipping and handling. Supplies are limited, so one free bottle per household. Call for a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Call 1-800-994-9398. That's 1-800-994-9398. 1-800-994-9398.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has Elderberry Power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian calves. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible Respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at herbalhealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at herbalhealer.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $220. And the Berkey guy will include three sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com. Today. This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge. Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla Technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition of the program, and you can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features on our site totally free. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. Joining you this evening, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And if you want to support the show, you can do that by shopping with us. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and you will see that there are links there to Amazon. You click into that link. That's our affiliate link. Once you enter Amazon through that link, Free Talk Live will get a portion of your purchase. So whatever it is you're going to buy, buy it through shop.freetalklive.com. You'll get a great deal, shipping to your door, free Super Saver shipping in a lot of cases with brand new items, dozens of categories in which you can shop. And Free Talk Live benefits when you start your shopping at shop.freetalklive.com. Now then, we're talking about the Liberty Dollar situation where the founder, Bernard von Nothaus, who created a brilliant alternative currency to compete with the Federal Reserve, to give them something, a real run for their money because it's real money, like gold and silver backed and actual silver pieces, brilliant, beautiful currency. I've got a number of them myself, although it's apparently contraband, so that may be a crime for me to even admit that now. Mark, you and I actually traded something on stage today.
Yeah.
We actually did a deal on stage with the Liberty Dollar. I had one... let's see. No, you had
a bumper sticker. I had a Liberty Dollar, and I gave you the Liberty Dollar for the bumper sticker.
That's right.
We made a transaction knowingly with what apparently is counterfeit.
It's contraband.
currency. I don't know whether that's a felony or whether that's a misdemeanor or what it is, but it was certainly civil disobedience right there in a room full of hundreds of people.
Yep, that's right, up on stage. And, of course, people were shocked to hear this news, and it's just disgusting. Bernard von Nothaus facing 25 years now in federal prison because he created something better than the United States dollar. He created something that actually had value and threatened the legitimacy of the system, and so now they're going to punish him. The sentencing date has not yet been decided, as I understand it, so we're not yet sure how many of those 25 years he will be spending in federal prison, but nonetheless, you can bet they're going to try to send a message by showing the Liberty community that anybody else that gets it into their head to try to create an alternative currency better look out, because they're after them. And it's pretty scary, and it's intimidating, and I can understand why people would hear that news and get angry and want to do something violent as a result of this. The government is hurting people. It is evil. The things that they're doing are evil. I think the people that are in it believe they're good and that they're doing good, but they're actually hurting people, and that's not nice.
Road to hell on all.
Yeah, exactly. So I can understand the frustration, but violence isn't going to solve this problem. It's only going to make things worse. It'll only feed into what they want. They want people to get violent because it gives them the excuse to get more violent with us, to create a bigger and more intrusive police state as a result of that. So if I may propose a solution, the Free State Project. To get together with other like-minded people who understand what the ideas of liberty are all about. And we're doing it. That's why, Mark, you and I moved to New Hampshire from Florida a few years ago. We were there today at the Nullify Now conference with hundreds of other like-minded people, and that was an incredible occasion.
The conference is great, but the gentleman who called in, Al, he said that what are we achieving here, I think is basically what he said.
Says we're not getting any traction because we're not killing anyone.
That's what he said, not getting any traction. The Free State Project has been involved, or at least, I guess not the Free State Project, movers for the Free State Project here in New Hampshire have been involved in many pieces of legislation that have been passed and killed as a result of, a direct result of their actions. You're seeing along with the Tea Party movement that's sweeping the nation, Free Staters have been swept into office all over New Hampshire. There are more than a dozen people that are friends and signers of the Free State Project in the New Hampshire House, the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, which is an organization that is populated largely, at least to a large extent, with Free Staters.
And people here are creating
25 members of the House.
Right, and people here are creating alternative currencies. I mean, we've got a couple of different, one of them silver-based, so is the other, and we've got two different, one of them's more like a certificate kind of alternative currency with silver in a vault somewhere, or multiple vaults. And so people are creating these alternative currencies. These are brave folks. They know what the consequences can be of competing with the federal government, but they're doing it anyway. And they're doing these things because they have the people to back them up. They have friends. They have This movement is huge. There are hundreds of people that have made the move here already. Thousands more have pledged to move. So if you care about liberty and you understand what it means to be free, go to freestateproject.org to learn more, and also go to porkfest.com to get registered for the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Because that's happening coming up in June 20th through the 26th. We will be there, as will probably close to 1,000 other liberty-loving people, if last year's event is any indication of what to expect this year. It's going to be at the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire at Rogers Campground. And it's going to have everything from live musical performances to family fun, agorism in action, camping, partying, all kinds of good times. You can go and learn more at porkfest.com. P-O-R-C as in porcupine. Porkfest.com. Get registered today and use our discount code, which is FREETALKLIVE, all run together as one word with no spaces, to save 20% on the already affordable early bird registration. Heather is with us from California, and also her website, which is liberty4free.com. So, Heather, are you still there?
I am, absolutely.
All right, so
I'm going to let you guys know that is a felony. You're playing around with criminal contraband.
Yeah.
And apparently, according to the federal government, you better take it very seriously because they intend on prosecuting people for exercising their right to trade amongst themselves freely.
Yep.
And it's not a joke.
Yeah, they made the term...
It's not funny.
They used the term domestic terrorism.
That's right.
For using silver to buy things. The way that coins used to be made here in the United States, well, you know, they decide to make them out of pot metal and tinfoil, and we're just supposed to accept it.
I'm not going to be intimidated by these people. I am living in a community of liberty-minded people that it just continues to grow. Al said we're not getting any traction. It's a bunch of nonsense. Mark gave a bunch of the political successes that we've had in this last year, and of course we've also got a great movement of people that are doing non-cooperation and civil disobedience, which is incredible, and we've never seen that in the liberty movement before. How familiar are you with the Free State Project, Heather?
I have heard of the Free State Project. That's the 10th Amendment movement, right?
Not quite. The 10th Amendment movement is certainly a familiar and a portion of the Free State Project. But the Free State Project is a movement of liberty-minded people who are all converging in one place. Because Mark and I used to live down in Sarasota, Florida, and yeah, there were a handful of folks that believed in liberty, but they just weren't doing very much besides running a political candidate every couple of years. And, of course, that wasn't getting anywhere. So when I found out that people who loved liberty were moving together, it was like a no-brainer. I knew I had to be there. And so far, it's been the best experience of my life, and it's great being around just countless people and more every single. We just had a new mover move in yesterday, Mark, here to Keene. So
nice.
More people coming in every single week here to New Hampshire who love freedom and who are willing to actually stand up and do what it takes to achieve liberty in our lifetime. So that's why I'm telling you, Heather, we are not screwed. There is a bright future.
Yeah.
And that's one of the reasons why I have dropped the violence from my belief system, because I have hope. I'm here with other people that believe like me, and things are moving in the right direction. Anyway, I want to bring Ty on here in Tennessee. Ty, you're on with Heather. Ty, are you with us?
Hi, Ty.
Yes, I am. Thanks for taking my call, Ian and Mark. And
sure.
Thank you, Heather, for covering this very important case.
It's very important. I agree.
Yeah, this is a landmark case, and it's just flying under the radar of most people because the liberty, the freedom of our monetary system is tantamount to our own individual liberty. It's just a market good with special properties, and it needs to be under our control, not the control of the government and a cartel of central bankers.
But, Ty, aren't you scared now? Aren't you scared? You're not going to dare step out and use silver.
I'm actually pretty angry right now. I mean, I've got a question, though.
Go ahead.
Don't understand. Counterfeiting implies fraud. How in the world did the prosecutor convince a jury that there was fraud in this case?
Good question, Ty. Thanks for the call tonight. Go ahead, Heather, with your thoughts.
Well, the whole idea behind the Liberty Dollar, it is a fraud count. He was found guilty on four charges,
mm-hmm.
and so one of the charges is counterfeiting with the intent to defraud. And the fact is what they're claiming, is that because he gave someone else a piece of silver in exchange for the product, that without being completely clear that it was a piece of silver, that there is an element of fraud involved. And so it's ridiculous. It is. But basically what they're saying is that the American people are too stupid to look at a piece of silver and determine that it isn't a piece of American U.S. currency.
It's pretty ludicrous,
really,
because when I was...
Wouldn't that be the same as if I had some kind of... If I tried to pass off a Canadian $5 bill at a register, I mean, would I be committing... would I be committing fraud with the intent to defraud? I mean, that doesn't make any sense to me.
Oh,
yes,
God.
You would.
So are you telling me that everybody...
charged with uttering.
Everybody that passes off those Canadian pennies, Canadian nickels, Canadian dimes, Canadian quarters, those things that the machines won't take, are you telling me when you pass those off at the convenience store, you're committing a felony?
If you do it and you know that it is not a piece of U.S. currency, and you do it with the intent to obtain goods or services without providing the information about what exactly it is that you are giving them,
wow,
then yes, you are committing a crime.
Thank
and you,
you
can't be charged.
So much for coming on Free Talk Live tonight. Your website again, libertythenumber4free.com. More coming up at Free Talk Live.
The Ruger LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP, features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.